I don't know how many people already know about this, but over the past year, I figured out how to rewire my brain with music. I'm going to teach you my secret, so keep watching to learn how to manipulate your own brain. My name is Hannah. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, and this is the Reflection Room. So at the beginning of last year, I went on a solo trip to the French countryside. These are actually some plates from some of the places I visited. But I love to go on solo trips every once in a while because I'm a recovering people pleaser. And going on solo trips, I don't have to worry about fighting the urge to appease others with what we want to eat or do or see, those kinds of things. So I just get to do whatever I want without thinking about other people. This was my first big solo trip. I usually go on smaller, like little road trips, but it was probably the best one I've been on so far. I visited medieval villages and even spent 4 nights in a cave underneath a chateau, which is crazy. But while driving around the countryside, touring castles, trying all kinds of food, I had hooked my phone up to the Bluetooth and decided to try and find some new music to add to my library. I didn't realize it at the time, but those few new songs that I found and I loved so much that I played them on repeat for days would end up creating an association in my brain that I manipulate now. When I got back from my trip, I was gone for 10 days, so my schedule was jam-packed, and I was a bit overwhelmed, understandably, it was 10 days. But I kept listening to those same songs on repeat, and it would mentally transport me back to that car driving around the French countryside in the rain looking for a restaurant. Now, over a year later, every single time I play one of those songs, I'm thrown back to that trip. And if I'm stressed out in the moment, I just get instant relief because I feel like I'm back on that vacation. And I'm sure we all have songs that throw us back to a certain time of our lives or nostalgic in some way. Maybe they're pleasant memories, maybe they're not so pleasant ones. But for another example, Jimmy Buffett reminds me of family vacations when I was a kid, which is an extremely positive memory. So this got me thinking, what if we could purposely manipulate music and memory to our advantage? And I thought about using this with my clients, so I wanted to do a little bit more research. I found several studies linking music and autobiographical memory, so cognitive memory. One study found that by presenting older popular songs to its participants, quote, evoked various strong emotions, which were mainly positive ones, such as nostalgia. It went further explaining that music can actually be used to enhance memory with the close association of emotion and arousal. It went further into talking about like the different tones and pitches and beats and how those create memory, but I won't get into all that. So music activates the entire limbic system of our brain, which is involved in processing emotions and in controlling memory. Even passively listening to music in the background activates overlapping brain networks that include emotion, memory, attention, and imagery, creating deep connections between the cognitive and the emotional parts of our brain. Just crazy. It's like both sides. So recently, I decided to test out a hypothesis of mine, getting scientific. I thought about purposely associating music with positive experiences, so then I can use that song at a later time to ease anxiety or stress. So more songs like the ones I found in France. I tested it out with a song that I used to love, but the positive association turned sour over time. So over the past few weeks, I started playing that mellow, calming song while I was at the beach for sunset. I repeated it several times while I was there, and I went to the beach several times, maybe 3 or 4, mixed it in with a playlist of other calming songs while I was fully immersed in that peaceful experience. So then later, at a time when I felt stressed for some reason or another, I played that song and it worked. I felt like I was on the beach watching dolphins and listening to the waves at sunset. It's crazy. After just a few times at the beach listening to this song, I rewired the cognitive association and replaced it with a whole new one. So what if we did this on purpose more often? not just with the songs that we already associate memories with, but by intentionally deciding that you want to create a trigger tied to the moment we're in, and then choosing new songs to anchor those experiences. So like making a trigger on purpose. I think people naturally do it with romantic relationships, for example. Maybe they're like out at a restaurant or something or in the car and they say, oh, this should be our song. And then for life, they're thinking, every time that song comes up, they think about that person. But why not do this with other joyful experiences in life? Maybe you're just having a fantastic day, or you could be on vacation or a road trip. Maybe you're spending quality time with some of your closest friends or family. I would say we should find a few new songs when you're in those moments and repeat them while you soak in that moment. So let's create positive triggers that we can use in the future anytime we need them. And now we're manipulating our brain. It's crazy. They even found in some of these studies that patients with dementia, like in a memory care unit or nursing home, respond well to music therapy because their recall is better. Even if they can't remember the faces or who their loved ones are, they can remember associations that they have with music, which is just crazy to think about how our brain ties that so closely together. And I find it very interesting how like certain beats or tones or pitches of a voice create a deeper, stronger correlation or association with memory. And I'm sure there's social psychologists out there that help songwriters manipulate this as well. And that's how you get popular songs that sit at the top of the records for weeks and weeks. That's probably how they do it. But I think we can manipulate this by ourselves so that we can create positive triggers for when we're stressed out or anxious and we need to calm our nervous system down. We can recall happy memories. Well, I say try this out. I'm going to try out some more songs and encourage my clients to do so as well. But if you have any comments or questions or want to hear more about a topic, leave it in the comment section. And until next time, keep on reflecting.